Well, if you had any plans for the next 3 minutes, you better put them off, because Cousin Jody's going to cancel them all out for you. He's going to do Dear Joan, and he's coming out right now. And I might warn you, Jody, that Miss Jean Shepherd's watching you from the wings, so be very careful what you do or say now during the next 3 minutes. Cousin Jody.
Hey, Jerry.
Yes.
Everybody's been singing a pretty love song out here, and I want to sing a love song.
Well, wait. Okay, Jody.
Yeah.
George and I had planned on singing a beautiful love song called Dear Joan, and you can sing, too, if you don't mess it up.
I won't mess it up. Can I sing, too?
You can do your part, and it's called Dear Joan.
That's a gooder name.
Okay.
Dear Joan, don't you worry over me. Dear Joan, you have only set me free. Prayed you'd find someone, 'cause I also love another, dear Joan.
You remember, Joan, when I used to go out with your sister Sue? Then one night we had a quarrel, and then I married you. But I never could stop loving her. And then she said she still loved me. But I was afraid I'd break your heart if I asked you to set me free.
That's pretty, Jody.
I'm so happy now for you, dear Joan. You have solved my problems too. Every day since you've been gone, I have prayed find someone, 'cause I also love another, dear Joan.
So many nights I laid awake and I tried to find a way to tell you without hurting you the words I just couldn't little bit juicy tonight, sir. But now since I found your letter, or got your letter, now my heart's free at last. And I do wish you all the happiness in the world, dearest Joan.